Massachusetts is facing a lawsuit over the way it commits men to addiction treatment. The suit alleges gender discrimination, saying that because the state doesn't send civilly committed women to prison for treatment, it shouldn't send men there either. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
The suit alleges that most men committed to addiction treatment in Massachusetts are placed in prisons or jails, even though they haven't committed any crimes. The suit's being filed by 10 men who are at the Massachusetts Alcohol and Substance Abuse Center, or MASAC, which is in Plymouth.
They move them like cattle kind of through there.
This woman, Brittany, doesn't want to give her last name so as not to identify her 25-year-old fiancé, who's one of the plaintiffs. He tells her the prison is dirty and it's punitive, with men often placed in segregation, or the hole.
When he was first there, he was put into the hole for 60 hours, where he was put in with just his boxers and a blanket bed, didn't even cover his entire body.
The men say they're forced to wear prison garb, they're strip searched, and often denied addiction and psychiatric medications. Attorney Bonnie Teneriello is with Prisoners Legal Services, the group that filed the suit.
Each of these men would expect in any kind of treatment situation to have to be staffed by professionals who understand addiction and mental health issues. Instead, their lives are supervised by corrections officers.
Under the Massachusetts law known as Section 35, a judge can involuntarily commit a person to addiction treatment if it's determined that the person's substance use poses a danger. More than 6,000 people were civilly committed in Massachusetts in the last fiscal year. MASAC opened in 2017 and is the largest of the three state facilities for men. Last year, the state established a committee to review the Section 35 process. 36-year-old Joel Kergaravat from Lowell told the group that MASAC is a dangerous place.
There were brutal fistfights that went on for 5 minutes before guards would come and break it up. You know, you'd see blood, you'd hear screaming, people would be hurt. And then I hadn't talked to my family in 2 weeks because my phone list hadn't been approved.
The lawsuit also questions the treatment provided there. Rebecca Carr, an addiction counselor who once worked at Plymouth, says the staff there work hard, but they're often stymied by correctional rules. She says the counselors essentially are case managers.
Your job is to get people out of there, basically. It's 30 days to get them aftercare treatment, find the way to get there. Treatment, housing, transportation. That's what you're supposed to do.
Section 35 allows someone to be committed for up to 90 days, although the average stay is much shorter. Supporters say a lockdown facility is often needed for people in the throes of addiction. And many of those who involuntarily commit their loved ones to treatment say it was a step they had to take to keep that person alive.
I put my son in there and my son is dead.
Michelle Wiley's 29-year-old son, David McKinley, killed himself while committed at MASAC in 2017. Although Wiley says she still supports involuntary commitments, she thinks treatment should not be in prison.
How do they expect people to get help and be positive and get a better life on them for themselves if they're treated like they're criminals and when all they're doing is asking for help?
This is not the first time the state has faced litigation over Section 35. In 2016, Massachusetts stopped sending civilly committed women to correctional facilities in response to a lawsuit. But the state has added prison beds for civilly committed men, so that now, Teneriello says, 3/4 of the men's Section 35 beds are in correctional facilities.
Why are men being sent to prison? Men are no less human than women, and a prison environment is no more appropriate for men.
The lawsuit, which names state health and public safety officials, alleges gender discrimination, disability discrimination because those addicted are considered disabled, and violations of due process rights. State health and public safety officials and the Department of Correction all say they will not comment on pending litigation. The state has 20 days to respond. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.